month. It's a right now word. And so I'm super excited about it. And God knows what he's doing. Amen. He has his plans. His plans are different, right? Than what we think. I was expecting to get up ready to share it last Sunday, but God had some other plans. We arranged it on us, and so I was, okay, Lord, well, then this Sunday is going to be it. So I'm excited about it. Let's get to the Word. I want to start here with Matthew chapter 17, verse 19. Here's where Jesus is. The disciples were trying to cast out demons, and it didn't work. And where it starts. It says, then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will happen, and nothing will be impossible for you. Now, stop right there for a second. Go back. Now, this is amazing. I love this. We read this scripture a lot of times. Faith as a mustard seed. If you pray and you speak to that mountain, it will move from here to there. If you have faith like a mustard seed, we hear that. But we don't go to the next verse. Let's read what the next verse says. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting is absolutely crucial element to faith. I want to pray, and I want you guys to pray for me. Pray for clarity. Pray that my prayers, man, that this word goes out exactly how the Lord wants it to go out. I'm just stepping out in faith and speaking it. And be obedient to exactly the way he's wanting to lay this thing out today. So, Father, I thank you so much today. I thank you for your word. I love you, and I am so excited to finally to release this word to this body today, God. I pray for an anointing on me, God, to speak this truth, Lord. To speak your word with a boldness, God. I thank you for power today. I thank you for your Holy Spirit to come in this place and tune every ear to your word, Lord. Everyone that's watching today, God, right now alive, and they're watching online, I pray you tune their ears to hear the word of God today. Father, I pray it encourages them and challenges them and pushes them into this new year, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you for the presence that is in this place. I thank you for the songs, God, that you led Miss North to sing and the words with Riley and Miss North were sharing. Lord, I thank you for it, God. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. I know the plans I have for you. God knows and has a purpose for each and every one of our lives. He has a purpose for you, Daniel. He has a plan for you, Miss Wallace. You are not an accident. I've preached this so many times, but it's so important that us as believers get it. That you have a purpose and you have a call of God on your life. God knows you by name. He knows every hair on your head. Amen. He has called us to a sonship relationship with him. As sons and daughters. When we accepted Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, we became new creations. His DNA began to pump in our veins. Amen. That's powerful. God has plans. He knows what he's doing. I've preached this before. I've said it a million times. Nothing takes God by surprise. There's not one time on this time as the history of this creation has God said, oh, I didn't see that coming. Last year, God did not come up there with any circumstances in our lives. God didn't come at us and say, oh, I didn't see that coming. Not one thing. God knows the plans he has for us. Purpose. Last year was tough for a lot of folks, but oh, God's got something amazing for 24.
Yes, he does.
A lot of sickness last year. A lot of things happening, a lot of physical things happening. I don't believe for one second that it was God bringing sickness. That doesn't happen. I don't believe God brings sickness.
No.
I believe that was completely from the fall of man. Okay? But I do believe that God turns everything for the good. Everything for the good. His plans are greater than our plans. And we don't understand certain situations sometimes, Miss North. But we just say, God, I trust you. Because you've planned, your plan is so much greater than my plans and what I think. You're the creator of this universe. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You know a whole lot more than I do. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. God knew what he was doing. In the season when mom was passing away, he was there the whole time. He never left Miss North. He was there and encountering amazing, amazing moments that we had with my mother. And when God took her home and healed her, to the ultimate healing, God turned everything for the good. God began to work and turn and heal and restore. That's what he does. He turns things for the good. Testimonies after testimony after testimony. I mean, the funeral alone was so powerful. Powerful. God moved in a beautiful way. God, there's so many testimonies through that. Right? God turns everything for the good because he's got plans. He's got purpose. So he turns everything for the good of him.
Yes.
To glorify him. God knows what he's doing here in New Life Ministries. God knew when my wife and I, when we began probably about 15, 16 years ago, my wife and I were really considering, Lord, is this really where you want us to be? Is this the house that you're really wanting us to be in and serve in? Really show us, because we're asking, we're seeking your face. Hands down, unequivocally, God said, this is where you are supposed to be. Period. Okay, Lord, we're going to plant our feet and we're going to feet down here and we're going to run as fast, as hard as we possibly can. Now, here's this beautiful thing that God has done over time, and how he's worked and how he has orchestrated this beautiful plan to put me and Dad to work together, hand in hand. Amen. Come here, Dad. See, Dad, come here, Miss Wallace. Right. I need your help, too.
Come on, Miss Wallace.
This is easy. Don't worry. Don't feel pressured. It's easy. It's easy. Easy. This is easy. Okay. It's easy. Okay? I'm not going to ask you no questions, either. It's okay. I'm not going to put you on the spot about no Bible verse or anything like that, so don't start sweating. It's okay. All right? So Dad has an incredible anointing on him to teach the Word of God. That is the anointing that God has given Dad. He teaches the Word of God, and it is incredible. Amen?
Amen.
It's powerful. I love, look, you know, when I don't want this to sound bad, but my dad does an amazing job at funerals. I know, okay? I'm always just, I'm in awe of how he does, okay? But this is what he does. Now, y'all hold hands. It's okay, Brother Wallace. It's all right. This is what pastor does. This is, when he's teaching the Word, he is holding people's hands, and he is walking with them and teaching them the Word of God. He's saying, this is what the Word says. I'm holding your hand, and I'm walking beside you, and this is how what the Word says. This is where we go. This is what we're doing. This is how the Word, this is how we're to live, because this is what the Word says. He's teaching, and it's amazing the anointing that Dad has on him when he does. I mean, when he is at the funerals. I love it. I'm sitting there. I don't want you to say that, but he does a great job, because I see that how he does is he holds those families' hands as he is sharing the Word of God, and he loves, because that's the anointing that puts God, that God has put on him to teach. I love it because he knows there's no stranger. He knows no stranger, right? Everybody, everywhere he goes, everybody knows him in Alvarado. It's incredible. All right, I know Dad hates me when I talk about him like this. But it's important. I'm just being obedient to what the Lord's told me to share today, okay?
Okay.
So, because God has a plan and a purpose. Now, Miss Wallace, God didn't anoint me to teach. God's anointed me to preach the Word. Okay. Preach, okay? Let me explain the difference. So, teaching is you're holding somebody's hand and you're walking with them, right?
Right.
Preaching's a little different. Okay, let me explain preaching. is this. This is the anointing that God has given me and my passion and my heartbeat, okay? My son, in 2020, my son and I, we hiked a mountain, Mount Elbert. Probably one of the top 10 things that I've done, amazing things in my lifetime that I could say was so amazing to be able to peak a mountain with my son. Incredible, okay? Now, going up to that top, my son's in great shape. I'm not. And so when we started getting up to that mountain, when we really started getting closer up there and really started getting a whole lot more challenging, my son was behind me, and he was doing this number. He was just, "You got this, you got this, you got this." And he was pushing me. He was pushing, "You got this. You can do it." And on top of that, he was helping me not fall back, he too. So he was pushing me. It was great. It was incredible. It was funny, y'all. When I went to Mexico, we were doing the same thing. We were going around street ministry, and we were going up some of these hills, and they were pretty steep hills. And again, I'm not in the best shape, especially right now. I'm getting there, thanks to this Daniel fast. Good Lord. But these little kids were out ministering with us. They're probably 10 or 15, 12 or so. They were doing that. They'd come behind me and push me. But that's the anointing that God has put on my heart, is to come behind this church body along with Pastor and help push. As he's walking with him, come on, Miss Walsh, you got this. You can do it. Run the race that God set before you. You got this. You got that. You can. Oh, y'all can be seated. Y'all doing a great job. I just wanted y'all to see. So there's anointing on me to help push. So in this year, there's a dynamic that happens. And so when Dad is teaching the Word of God, my anointing and my role here in this church body, and I'm saying this because I know this year is going to be an amazing year. I want y'all to hear my heart. I want you to hear Dad's heart and the anointing going into this year. I'm telling you, God's got a beautiful, beautiful things. The thing is when Dad is teaching and he's holding the person's hand, and I'm sitting there behind encouraging him, and behind, I'm backing up what Dad's preaching and teaching, and I'm encouraging the person. I'm encouraged because my heart, my anointing is to see you walk in your gifts. My heart, my passion is to see you peak the mountain. Amen. Yeah. I want to see you go after God wholeheartedly. Amen. I want to push you to the new limits, to go further. Amen. Hallelujah. So even today, that's exactly my heartbeat going into this message and this word. God's anointed me to preach, to push you, and I'm going to preach this word to help push you into this new year. Amen. Amen. So I want to share this. So that was my intro number one. Before I can actually get to my message here. All right. Intro number two.
That was the appetizer.
My wife is amazing. We have been married for 22 amazing years. She would probably say half of that was probably amazing. The other half, questionable. Because of me, I'm challenging, bless her heart. Okay, the Lord took a little extra time when he was creating her because he knew she was going to have to deal with me. All right? So 22 amazing years, she walks beside me. She is my helpmate. Come on, God knows the plans he has. When he put us together, there was a purpose in that. She does not walk behind me. She does not walk in front of me. She is my helpmate. She walks beside me in ministry. She's got an anointing on her to sing, to preach. Come on, to teach the word. Not preach, but teach the word. You love to teach them ladies. I love it. I'm telling you, she comes in with me and she'll share an insight that God gave her. And she just gets all sorts of excited. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit just about failed, didn't it? Hallelujah. And so she's amazing. We've been married for 22 years. When we first got married, I'm telling you, she is more beautiful today than I have ever been. She's so gorgeous. She's so hot, I'm telling you. She's anointed. She's hot. Okay, y'all, I'm going somewhere with all this, so follow, stay with me. 22 years ago when we first got married, okay, I came to her and we were talking about this a while back, and I said, I cannot. He said, you were 90 pounds when we first got married. She was actually, I was 88 pounds. It's like, holy moly, you were a stick. You are gorgeous. You're more gorgeous now. She was a stick. So when we first got married, man, it wasn't long.
You were thin.
No, I wasn't. I've always been some extra thickness on me. I've always had some little extra. Now I've got some extra overcoat, whatever. Oh, we're not going there. All right, so y'all leave me alone. All right. So my wife and I, when we first got married, we were expecting to have children maybe a few years. It wasn't but just a few months. God was like, I got plans. Not your plans. I got plans, though. And, man, we conceived my first son, Andrew. It was incredible. We were so excited. I remember her calling me. I was at work, and she was just telling me, oh, Brandon, Brandon. I was so excited. I was on cloud nine, Miss North. Finally, as we began to, she began to develop, Andrew began to develop in Amber, things began to happen with her, as every woman does, right? What happens, the belly just, she's all belly. She's all belly, okay? Starts growing, right? Things start happening, start shifting, gets more uncomfortable. Kind of gets weird. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say this. Y'all are all family. It's just us, right? So, I remember when we were cuddling, you know, she was behind me. She was cuddled up behind me, and I felt the baby kick the first time. Miss Norton kind of freaked me out. It was all I could think of was that Aliens movie. That's horrible, but I'm just letting you know that's what was happening. And my son was just started kicking, and he didn't stop. As my wife began to get bigger, her belly got bigger and bigger and bigger, the discomfort began to increase. I think you were going through at least a bottle of Tums a night. It's the big ones, big Tums, big bottle of Tums. It was lots of hair on that baby. But what happened is the discomfort began to increase with her. She began to toss and turn, losing sleep at night. She had to sleep different ways. Her eating had to change. Her taste changed. It got really, began to get more tiresome as she began to grow. One of the things she would always try to do is she would try to do lotion on her belly to not cause the stretch marks. That didn't work. She got stretch marks. Stretch marks everywhere. All right. I'm gonna be honest with you. That's just what happens, right? It's just natural, okay? She began to have stretch marks. She and losing sleep. She was getting more tired and more tired, and to the point where she's like, okay, I'm ready for Andrew to get into this world now. Just mamas, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Y'all are done with this thing. Okay, you're done. You're losing sleep, you're grouchy, you're miserable. You're over it. So then you go to, you finally, you know what I'm talking about. That's exactly what it is. Just be real, all right? And so I know, I can't tell you how many times we went to the doctor, Miss North. We started having contractions. It's time. It's got to be time. She got to the doctor. No, go home. No. So over this. I'm done with it. And then go back to the doctor. Losing sleep. Discomfort. Miserable. In pain. The contractions were hurting. She was telling me that. I don't know. All right? And so as they got a little closer, so we went back to the doctor. Not time yet. I'm done with this. It's because you're so miserable. And you're like, Lord, I can't take much more of this. You're going to have to hurry up this baby along. Andrew is kicking way too much, kicking the ribs, kicking the organs, everything. Andrew was feisty. That's it. Finally, I don't know how many times I went to the doctor. Finally, we got there and the doctor says, okay, it's time. Praise God. It's time. I'm going somewhere with it, so stay with me. We get in there. She gets all situated. I don't know however many hours it was, but she's in pain. She's in more increasing pain, Ms. North. She's hurting. She's even more miserable than ever. Even though she's about to have the baby, it's about to be over, but it is right now is this peak time where she really starts hurting. Her pain levels are increasing. She's absolutely ridiculously miserable. I can't do anything about it. I can't say anything right at that time. No. Just keep my mouth shut and just sit there, right? And finally, the moment happened where doctor came in, checked her out, said, okay, let's get ready. Thank you, God. So my wife, the doctor gets all ready. He gets his gear on, everything head to toe. It's incredible. I always get blown away by that, Miss North, when this like this full-on, like, yeah. Anyways, covered head to toe. This guy's face mask on and everything. And so the doctor says something that my wife and I have been waiting for a long time, because she is absolutely miserable. She's tired of going through the stuff. She's tired of the sleepless nights. She's tired of the stretch marks. She's tired of, and she's been praying that, Lord, okay, I'm ready. Finally, the doctor gets in there. And he says this magical word that we've been waiting for. Miss North, she said this. She says, the doctor said, it's time to push. We were so excited. It's time to push. So she sat there. Now this is the where it really starts getting even more painful. And I'm sitting there by my wife, and I'm holding her hand. And she's sitting there. She's pushing that baby out. And the doctor's doing all his thing. And yeah, and it's incredible. I was trying to figure out what I need to say. Okay, so thank you, Lord. And so finally, Andrew comes into this world. Beautiful, beautiful baby boy. Breathes his first breath on this world. Priceless, Miss North. Those moments like that, just amazing. Releasing into this world. Something so beautiful like that. It's amazing. Amazing. Here's what the Lord is saying for this church body today. Okay? I'm just being right obedient to exactly what the Lord is saying. Okay? What God told me to share to this body. Last year, there was a lot of sleepless nights.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of pain. There was a lot of frustration, Miss North. There was a lot of wondering why, not understanding, I don't get it. Why do I feel this way? What's happening? Why is the finances? What's going on? A lot of stretch marks were happening. A lot of stretching was happening. And they left some marks. But here's what God is saying for this body today. For January, for this very month, that I see, God said, I see you going through all the stuff right through this year. I see you having the sleepless nights. I see you. I know the pain that you've been going through. Yeah. But right now is not the time to shrink that back and back down. Yeah. Right now is it's time to push. Yeah. It is time to push. This year is a year of releasing, Miss North. Yeah. Miss Cherry, you spoke that a few Wednesday nights ago. Yeah. It is a year of releasing. Our responsibility now, the word of God for this body, if you're watching online, it is time to push. God is wanting to release something inside of you like never before. God wants to pour a release, a fresh anointing on you, Miss North, to sing. When you sing, man, people are going to drop down and give their lives to God because they're going to feel the anointing on you. I'm telling you, Pastor, when you preach, God's going to be giving a fresher anointing on you. Brother North, I'm telling you right now, God's going to do something amazing in you. There's going to be a releasing in your teaching and your preaching when you're going out and doing. There's going to be a releasing of visions in this church. Amen. There's going to be a releasing of passion in this church if you're watching online. There's going to be a releasing. I'm telling you, right now is the time to be pushing. And that's exactly why God has called us to do praying and fasting, to get before God, to push into this, to give God everything. And it's not easy, Miss North. Just like that time of pushing, it's not, it's solely discomfort. It is not easy. But God knows that. He's with us. He's telling us to push. It's a fasting and praying time to dive into the Word of God more than we ever have before. Because I'm telling you, God wants to do a releasing in your life like never before, Charlie. God has not done with every single one of us in this room. I don't care how old you are. You're watching online. I don't care how old you are. It doesn't matter your age until you breathe your last breath. I preach that all the time. There is no retirement in the Bible. It is all about running the race and doing what God's called you to do. I love Miss Margaret. She is anointed. She, I'm telling you, physically, she can't go out and do all kinds of things. But that young lady, she's anointed by God. I'm telling you, she prays, and that's the gift that God's given her to use and do. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. God is going to release something inside of you this very month. Hallelujah. A miracle. He said, that is what breaks the bad, that word breaks the heavy yokes. Yeah. It's fasting and praying. Yeah. I know this time is a challenging time for so many of us. For me, it's challenging, boy. It's hard to change. But my gosh, I'm telling you, I've been so fired up because of what God is wanting to do in this body, in this church, in the releasing that is going to happen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God. Two things I want you to know about pushing here. First thing is this. It's not about anybody else. It's about you. Yeah. You have to do the pushing.
Yeah. Right.
Miss North, your husband can't do the pushing for you. No. Brother North, your wife can't do the pushing for you. Come on, amen.
Amen.
When I'm sitting there beside my wife and having our first son, there wasn't nothing else anybody else in the room could do. It was all about my wife. That's the only person in the room that could do it. It's push. That's it. Oh, I'm telling you, I think about that, and I think about the woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5 where she went and she knew she needed to get to Jesus. She wasn't trying to send anybody. She knew that she needed to get to Jesus. So what did she do? She found where he was at, saw the crowd. And what did she do? She pressed through that crowd. She pushed through the crowd. She pushed through the crowd to get to Jesus because she knew she needed a releasing. She knew she needed a miracle. She wasn't going to hold back. She knew she wanted, I know, she knew that she needed a miracle and she knew where she could get it. So she went and pushed through, and she touched the hem of his garment.
Amen. Amen.
And got her healing.
Yes.
My gosh. The Word of God says it plain and simple. It is through fasting and praying is when that's when mountains are moved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Husbands, I want you to tell, I'm telling you, it's time as husbands that you step up to the plate and lead your family. Come on, amen.
Amen.
It's time to fast and get before God for your family. Come on, for yourself, so that way you can lead and do what God's called you to do as a father, as a husband. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
As a spouse, it's so important that we get before God.
Amen.
I want God's hand on my marriage every day, so I'm going to fast so I can be the best husband I can possibly be for my wife. So God can show me and correct me and teach me and show me how I need to work on things.
Amen.
Not my wife, how I need to do things. Amen. Show me, God, how to be a better father, how to be a better husband. God, release in me this year, this month. Direction, wisdom, God.
Oh yeah.
Second thing is this, and Galen, come on down. Where are you at? Galen, where's Galen at? Did you get him? There's got to be a desperation. There's got to be a desperation in this. There's got to be a hunger for God to move. Amen. I think about this is because you mothers know there's a desperation from the moment you conceive. There's a desperation in you that you're going to move heaven and earth to make sure that child is healthy. Yeah. You don't care about the sleepless nights because you're concerned about the child. There's a desperation that is about you, and you don't care. It drives you. So when the doctor says it's time to push, man, you are gung-ho because you're so excited about seeing what God is about to birth into this world. Your excitement, your desperation through this season of hard times, of uncomfort, it's time to push. Oh, it's worth it. There's a desperation. There's got to be a desperation. Those disciples, they were desperate. They wanted to hear. They wanted to do miracles. They wanted to do what Jesus was doing. They were hungry to reach the lost, heal the sick. That's what they were out there trying to do, Miss North. Because they're desperate. They wanted that. They wanted that anointing. And Jesus comes back and says, oh, you little faith, if you have just faith, just a mushroom seed. But here's the deal. This faith to move a mountain, to release the miracle, to release that anointing, to release the vision, to release the fresh passions, only comes through prayer and fasting. Jesus said that. I think we should listen to it. Jesus says it. This happens only through prayer and fasting. There's got to be a desperation. I love the story in Mark chapter 2 where it says about the friends that were to get Jesus, were to get their friends to Jesus. They get to the house and completely crowded. The friend couldn't walk, so they climbed up with their friend to the roof. Desperation to get someone to Jesus. Desperation to get our family to Jesus. Desperation to be the best husband, to be the best spouse, to be the best wife, to do everything that God's called us. Desperation. They climbed up on that roof, busted a hole through the roof to lower their friend to Jesus. Desperation. Desperation. I'm just being obedient to exactly how God has wanted me to share this word today. You can take it. I don't care. It's on you. I'm being obedient to what God has shared with me today to share it to you. Good. It's time to push. Take it or leave it. It's on you. I know for me in my house, we're pushing because I want an anointing in my life like never before. Young people, this is for you too. It's time to push. Yes, you can fast too. It doesn't have to be the Daniel's fast. It doesn't have to look like that. My son's fasting energy drinks. Michelle's fasting meat. I want to encourage you young people. Ask God something to show you to fast. Take the next few weeks. Take a week. Hold back sugar. If you're not able to do the whole Daniel's fast, I understand. If you have a physical job that you're working physically and you're going 90 miles an hour on the job, it's hard to do a Daniel's fast. So you got to have some protein in there. You got to have extra protein. You got to have some carbs in there. I get it. The Lord knows that. We're not being legalistic about this thing. We talked about this last Wednesday. The Lord knows. It's all in the heart. It's all in the heart. He sees you trying. He'll honor that. And so I want to encourage each one of you as this body, exactly what the Word of God says. Do exactly what the Word of God says today. It's to push. push into this 20, into this new year. Because I promise you, the word of God is that God wants to release something inside of you like never before.
Amen.
God wants to release vision inside of you, Brother Wallace. He wants to release a fresh word for you.
Amen.
He wants to release miracles for you this very month. But it's, we've got to push. Let's stand to our feet today. God, I thank you for your word today. Lord, my heart's desire is that your word is heard. Let it plant, take root, God. God, I thank you for this word that you've given me to share, and I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for the clarity, God, today. Lord, I pray that this church body pushes like never before. God, our heart's desires to see revival. God, I pray our leadership fasts and prays like never before, God. Lord, that you stir our leaders like never before, God. Lord, that they would push in you, God. Turning the TVs off. Turning the phones off, God. I pray you give them, speak to their hearts, pull at their hearts, Lord. To spend time with you, God. And when they spend time with you, speak to them, God. God, give them fresh visions for this year for their areas of ministries. From media to children's to women's to men's ministry to outreach ministry. To our music ministry, God. And all the others, Lord. I thank you for it, God. I thank you for the releasing that is going to happen in the next few days, God. God, I pray for strength over this body as we continue to push into this year and do just like your word has said for us to do. Is to dive into your word, to sacrifice, to give you our first, to give you our best. But I thank you for that releasing of what you're going to do through this body this year. I thank you for the releasing. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I pray as we leave this place, I pray for protection over our body. Lord, we see some bad weather coming up, Lord, some rough weather the next day or so. Lord, I lift up everyone, all our body. I pray for protection over them. And I just thank you for what you're going to do, even in this time as we're home. Lord, I pray you just you speak to our hearts, Lord. Be with us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amazing week. And again, man, let this chew on the word today. Push into 24. Woo. Amen.